Let's do it now.
Yeah.
That's
interesting.
Isn't that interesting? I thought it wasn't going to go off at all.
That's what I would have thought as well.
But that's interesting. And I wonder if... I guess the experiment for this week is probably a little more obvious. If you set it for 1:30, it'll just go off twice.
I know. You think? I imagine if you turn it off, it'll just stay off. Are you? Is it an alarm that you leave on, or?
Oh, I mean, if you turn the alarm off, yeah, it'll stay off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess this one is.
This one's fun because if you like messed up your first 1:30, you know, like we're in a grumpy mood or something,
yeah,
you just get another one.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder what would happen if you put it set alarm for 2. Whether it'll go 1:59 1.
Yeah, it'll go later, I think.
2:01.
No, I've seen the clock go from 59 back to 1.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You should test it out.
Yeah, run another experiment.
Yeah.
So, thank you for listening. This has been Chatting with Molly. You can check us here every other Thursday at 6 a.m. And we will... play a little more Ingrid Michaelson, and you will have your next radio show on soon.
I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were
incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out.
This is Wholesome Content. You are listening to WMFO Medford Freeform Radio. It is currently 7:07.
Good morning, Radio World.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is DJ Marissa coming at you live. We are very excited to be here. And
we are indeed.
DJ.
I am DJ Baby Bump.
Amazing.
Here we are. It's our first time on the waves independently, and we got a great show lined up for you. DJ Marissa, you want to give a little intro to the radio world?
Yeah, so DJ Baby Bump and I are really, we would define ourselves as just two sprouts trying to grow, being nurtured by the radio waves.
I would say so. Do you have any personal statement? It's all good, you know? We can also chat about ourselves throughout the show, because I think this is really about listening to some good music and just getting to know each other a little bit. So, as we think of things, we will talk. Anyway, DJ Marissa, you want to talk a little bit about what we just listened to?
Yeah, thank you for asking, DJ Baby Bump. So we just heard You Can Call Me Al, a timeless classic by Paul Simon on Graceland. We're watching the sun come up kind of here in the studio in Medford, Massachusetts. It's a good day.
It is. It was a really lovely bike over here. You know, it's always a little hard to get out of bed. I must confess, listeners, I am fully in my jammies this morning.
Oh, and they are stellar.
Ah, thank you. But you get outside, you know, you get a little bit of that morning light, a little bit of that light pollution light. And it's just, it's a lovely day. So what do we got coming up next?
We have a little bit of the band Fish coming at you with a groovy song called Twist. Here we go.
Sounds good. All right, folks.
Love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.
So, folks, welcome back. That was the ever heartwarming If I Have a Hammer by Peter, Paul, and Mary. I hope that everyone's having a good morning, whether you're just getting up, eating your cereal, or already on your way to work.
We welcome commuting listeners. We're very excited to have you on air.
DJ Marissa can attest to this whole week. I've really been excited about how I feel like this time is quite a welcome one to you commuters. So if you're passing through our airwaves, which I feel like is a relatively small radius, then I welcome you. Do you have any other things to say?
Yeah, just a little more introduction about who we are. Again, we are Wholesome Content, the two of us. That's our show name. We are basically trying to play music that makes us feel good and makes us feel happy. It might be pretty eclectic. We've got some jazz, some bluegrass, maybe some funk, definitely mm-hmm. some folk. I'm going to definitely sprinkle in some classic rock. So just kind of the music that gives you the warm fuzzies.
Ah, I love the warm fuzzies. Mm-hmm. So coming up next, actually, DJ Marissa, I think you have a little bit more insight on this song. If you're looking at what's next, it's Yes over here.
Oh, right. We're going to play a song from Yes. And yeah, this is called I've Seen All Good People. Here we go.
Okay, sorry, folks.
Okay.
Here we
go. No technical difficulties here.
People turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Take a straight and stronger course to the corner of your life. Make the white queen run so fast, she hasn't got time to make you a wife. 'Cause it's time in time with your time and his news is captured. We'll be right back.
You are what you are. Give back it hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other. If they'd have mercy, don't let the past remind us of what we are not now. I am not dreaming. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you, I do, that's forever, yes and for always. I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret. Are you still listening? Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart. And I love you. I am yours. You are mine, you are what you are. You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard.
of the angels. around the moonlight, asking me, said she's so free, how can you catch the sparrow? Lacey lilting lyric, losing love, love and day. Change my life, make it right, be my
back at you.
DJ Baby Bump, can you give us a rundown of what we just heard?
Oh yeah. So we just were listening to a little bit of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. The central part of that track was called Judy Blue Eyes, so I do think it was kind of a mishmash of a lot of things. DJ Marissa, what do you got going for us?
Yeah, so first of all, I have a little bit of a story. So all through high school, growing up in the Philadelphia suburbs, so disclaimer, almost every day I would walk to school, almost every day. But sometimes my mom would drive me, especially senior year, got a little lazy there. And on our drive, if we were like going just at the right time, like kind of late, fashionably late, but not too late, we'd be able to listen to Breakfast with the Beatles on my favorite radio show, except ours. Shout out to WMGK 102.9 Philadelphia. Ooh. Sorry, just had to put that in. Not a plug for not like capitalist plug of other things.
Hey, we're not about capitalism here.
No, we're not.
We're about wholesome content.
Yep. Thanks, DJ Baby Bump. So basically, I wanted to honor the spirit of Breakfast with the Beatles as we have you listening in at a very breakfast-like time. So here we go with a fun Beatles tune, and listen in. There's a fun surprise at the end. Listen all the way to the end. Here we go. Yeah. Hang on.
Come
on.
No, we're all good. Also,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Have something to say?
I just was apologizing. There's a little bit of traffic noise, but that's just people on their way to a great day.
Okay. Here we go.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do to make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So I
wait, stop there. Stop there. Stop there. What? All right, George.
Fade.
Hold it.
Fade, you see.
We did that. Oh, no, no, we've done that bit.
The train comes in now.
We did that to prove that we weren't playing the record then, you see.
Yeah, we did
because
that.
Otherwise, no point in your being like here, it, is there? Critical lot of fellas there, aren't you? Here, Ringo, have a banana. Catch.
Thanks for listening. So I hope you enjoyed that. What I really enjoy about that little live studio piece is that at the end there, the Beatles remind us about some radio and some recording integrity. Mm. You know, they want to make sure that we audience know that they are not just pre-recorded. So obviously on WMFO today, they are a recorded soundtrack. We do not have...
That'd be quite exciting.
Yeah,
quite
maybe, you know, we can... call in Ringo one day for some studio drumming. We'll see.
I was actually on the interwebs last night. I happened upon a little snapshot of... It was just like a collection of the Beatles as a group, just like being goofy teenagers / 20-somethings. And there was one clip where... like they were in an interview and the guy asked like, oh, is Ringo the best drummer in the world? And then I think Paul said, he's not even the best drummer in the Beatles.
I think I might have that in my repertoire of iTunes Music too. I like it. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. So anyway, I messed up that transition.
That's okay. Can I invite you, DJ Baby Bump, to share some of the integrity of the Beatles by providing us with a wholesome PSA?
Oh, yeah. So this is quite a relatable piece of wholesome content today, listeners, as this has to do with blackouts. I know that we had some blackouts rolling over here in Medford. And, you know, with increasing climate change, increasing extremes, you don't know. Maybe
here,
we'll
here.
Have one soon. All right, so if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shutdown, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready to eat food to last 3 days?
How many days?
That's three.
Oh, thanks.
What about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from the government and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thanks, DJ Baby Bump. A fun quick story is that when we did have this happen to us right here in Medford recently, I was up trying to finish some homework, ended up doing my French reading by candlelight. It was very fun. I was reading Tartuffe by Molière by candlelight. But now I know.
Quaint.
Yes, now I know. You know, candles can be dangerous.
Yeah.
So. I'll be careful.
I mean, you know more than me. You're about to go to your climate change class right after this this show.
I know. I'll be bright and awake.
Yeah, you will indeed. All right, so we're going to be coming over here for the next song. All right, and so far, I feel like... So we've been transitioning, swapping songs... DJ Baby Bump as myself and DJ Marissa. Anyway, so I've only mostly been playing some like 70s folk rock. I'm gonna be transitioning over to some newer country and bluegrass. This might be a familiar tune to most of you, or maybe not. So this is Mountain Annie by Fruition.
Singing. disappear. And my heart's grown tired of beating, and my lips are tired of speaking, so I won't. And the sky must know where these things gonna be, 'cause it's raining like it's never gonna stop.
So we're back. Good morning for anyone who's just been joining us. I hope that you're excited about what you're doing on this Thursday. I believe that my sister is listening all the way from North Carolina. So I'm just doing a little shout out to her. How you doing, Sarah? So, actually, after this, speaking of family, I'm going to do a little shout out to my mom, because she's over in India right now. And right before she left, we talked about, I feel like this was a story that I often hear, but we went over her first plane ride on the first time she ever went to India, which was all the way back in college, just on her junior year, like DJ Marissa and I are. And she talked about how she was listening. I'm not sure at that time how she was listening to it, what mobile audio system there was. But anyway, she was listening to the Marrakesh Express by Crosby, Stills, and Nash, because She was thinking about how she was about to maybe be on a train to Marrakesh as well. So this morning we're going to listen to that. I hope to talk to my mom soon. She's not listening, as she is in India. But anyway, this is for you, Mom.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes, juggling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens call, animal carpet wall to wall, American ladies 5 foot tall and blue. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind, to get away to see what we could find. Hope the days that lie ahead bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh, all on board the train, all on board. Just to take you there, I smell the garden in your hair. Take the train to Casablanca, going south. Blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Colored cotton's hang in the air, charming cobras in the square. Stripes your leathers we can wear at home. Well, let me hear you now. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express?
know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. But you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express. They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board.
thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take your diamond ring. You better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown, like a road.
Okay, thanks for listening to that one.
Yeah.
If we did not say already, or if you did not recognize that wonderful tune, that was some Dylan, like a Rolling Stone.
Oh, great. What a guy. We have gone through a pretty eclectic group of tracks this morning. It's, you know, the sun has risen in Medford. The day is starting. It's that second to last day of the week, one more day. Though I think I don't really like counting days. I feel like that's a kind of, you know, I try to not live for the weekend. So, you know, it's just an enjoyable Thursday.
Yeah. I hope everybody out there is ready to have a really enjoyable Thursday.
Yeah. What do you have any thoughts to share, DJ Marissa?
I don't think we said this in the beginning. I wanted to share that this is actually our very first time on air.
Yeah.
This is the first time you're hearing wholesome content like this. And we're really excited about it. So thanks to any listeners out there. This has been and will continue to be for the next 5 minutes. Wholesome content on WMFO 91.5. in Medford. Next song we're gonna play some Simon and Garfunkel. This really, you know, just makes me think about geological processes.
Ooh.
Some nice EOS,
ready,
earth and ocean sciences.
Geology.
Yeah, okay.
Shout out
to the geology department. Here we go.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Sleeping in my memory, I
register the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. In my womb, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island